Washington. This is VOA News. Lori London in Washington. One day after the North's pledged and its nuclear tests raised cautious hope with both South Korea and the United States, President Donald Trump said on Sunday that the North Korean nuclear crisis is far from over. But he has hope ahead of a planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Senator Bob Corker on ABC's This Week says he's not going to get too optimistic about the much-talked-about meeting. Meanwhile, U.S. and North Korean leaders, as they prepare to meet for denuclearization talks, Iran's foreign minister Javad Zarif is warning that the push to change the Obama-era Iran nuclear deal sends a very dangerous message that countries should never negotiate with Washington. President Donald Trump will host French President Emmanuel Macron for a state visit this week as the Iran nuclear agreement hangs in the balance and the expiration of the EU's exemptions from steel and aluminum tariffs near. Dozens of shops in the Nicaraguan capital of Managua have been looted as protests and disturbances sparked by government social security reforms continued into Sunday. Human rights groups say at least 26 people have been killed in several days of clashes. This is VOA. At least four people died when a nearly nude gunman opened fire at a Waffle House restaurant near Nashville, Tennessee, early on Sunday. The death toll could have been higher if not for the fast action of a 29-year-old man by the name of James Shaw Jr., who's being hailed a hero. He snatched away the shooter's AR-15 rifle, and ultimately the shooter got away. Police identified the suspect in the carnage as Travis Reinking. He is still on the run. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing to armed groups in southern Libya to allow humanitarian access to thousands of people displaced by fighting to provide urgently needed relief. In Afghanistan, an Islamic State suicide bomber carried out an attack at a voter registration center in the capital of Kabul Sunday, killing 57 people and wounding more than 100 others, according to officials from the Afghan Interior and Public Health Ministries. They said that among the 57 who were killed in the attack, 22 were women and 8 are children. 119 people were also wounded in Sunday's attack, and among them, 17 children. For every man, woman, and child on Earth, there is roughly 1 ton of plastic trash, according to a recent study. Advocates say tackling such a huge problem can start with a tiny step for Earth Day. India's prime minister is expected to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping this week as the two neighbors work to ameliorate strained ties. The two leaders will meet in the central Chinese city of Wuhan on Saturday and Sunday. China and India's foreign ministries made the announcement on Sunday. Days of protests in Nicaragua over a Social Security overhaul have resulted in the deaths of at least 10 people, including a journalist reporting live via Facebook. Some rights groups estimate the death toll since Wednesday, when the demonstrations began, could be as high as 25. In a nationally televised address on Sunday, President Daniel Ortega said he's open to negotiations so that there is no more terror for Nicaraguan families. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from